Our reading this morning is from Luke chapter 2, verses 21 to 35, and you'll find it on the back of the order of service cards. Before I read that to us, let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the opportunity to hear your word together this morning, whether we're in the building or watching online. Please would you help us to concentrate on you. Guard us from the potential distractions of today, and as Nathan teaches us about your promised King, our Saviour, Jesus, we pray that we would learn and grow in love for him. Amen. Luke 2, starting at verse 21. On the eighth day, it was time to circumcise the child. He was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations. A light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed and a sword will pierce your own soul too."
Right, thank you, Ella, for reading. Please do keep that passage somewhere where you can see it. And just hands up everyone who received a present this morning. Most people, yeah, very good. Hands up if you're really, really, really excited about your presents. Excellent. And just a little poll for parents. Anyone up at 6? 5? Yeah, John, well, 4? 3? Diane? Okay. 2? Did anyone not go to bed? Okay, good. Well, I thought this morning I'd share with you some of my presents because I've only got one or two so far. You know, it's a bit of a lean year, so I thought I'd open them here. here we go. I've got 3. It's exciting, isn't it? Right, it says Nathan. That's me. Okay, do you mind? Is that all right? Just save time later. Okay, here we go. Ooh, that's exciting. It's a Krusty the Clown thing. And, it comes out. It's a Krusty the Clown corkscrew. That's very useful, isn't it? How practical. Okay, very good. We'll put him there. Right, what else? This is exciting. It's a little box-shaped thing. Let's find out what's in it. It is a little box, very pretty. Ah, something nice in here. Oops. Look at this. It's a little sort of pendant thing. I don't think this is supposed to be for me, but anyway, it would look rather nice, I think. There we go. Look at that. Isn't that precious? Very lovely. Do you think it would... What do you think? No? Okay. Anna's saying no, so I'll take that as a good advice. And then the last one, let's have a look what's in here. It's quite small. There we go. It's a ruler which says Isabel on it. Isabel? Not Nathan. Oh, did you give me this? Yeah, right, okay. Thanks, that's very generous with your own name on it. Okay. Very good. So three little presents. That's very good, isn't it? And actually, all three of those presents are very useful. You see, my Krusty the Krusty the Clown, it's quite hard to say, corkscrew is a very practical present. It's very useful, isn't it? The little sort of pendant thing, that's a very precious present. And then this ruler actually is something very personal, isn't it? Because it's got Isabel's name on it, not Nathan's, but Isabel's. But you can see the point. Now, today is a great day because we remember God's greatest present of all, Jesus Christ. And actually, when we think about what God says in the Bible about Jesus, we discover he is practical, he's precious, and he's personal. And to help us think about those things, we're going to look at that reading that Ella read to us, the story of Simeon. And we are told that Simeon loved God very, very much, but also Simeon was waiting for the rescuer to come. He was waiting for Jesus to come. And he'd been waiting a very, very, very long time. And he was quite old. He may have looked something like this. There we go. Possibly. That's a sort of artist's reconstruction of Simeon. He may have looked something like that. He was very old. And when Simeon held the baby Jesus in his arms, he realized that baby Jesus was the fulfillment of all God's amazing promises. Jesus was the best present ever. So what we're going to do is we're going to think about Jesus as a practical present, a precious present, and a personal present. So let's have a look now. First of all, Jesus is a very practical present. Because, says Simeon, Jesus is a light into our hearts. Now, lights are really, really useful, aren't they? So this is a very good light. In fact, I have a confession to make. I discovered this light in my loft after the electrician had been, but I couldn't give it back to him. But actually, it's turned out to be very useful. And when he next comes, I will give it back to him. But it's really, has anyone else got one of these head torches? Joel, it's the sort of thing you'd have, isn't it? Yeah, no, they're really useful, aren't they? Very useful. And lights shine in dark places, don't they? They're very useful, especially when it's dark. But you notice in verse 32, what Simeon says about Jesus? He will be a light for revelation to the Gentiles. In other words, Jesus is a light for all people. And Simeon says what this light is going to do, verse 35, he's going to reveal the thoughts of our hearts. In other words, Jesus is a light that shines into our hearts to show us what we're really like. Now, the thing is, when the light of Jesus shines on our hearts, it's not actually very nice because Jesus reveals what we're really like. Now, I think most of us think we're okay. Is that true? At the crib service, I think it was yesterday. Crib service did happen yesterday, wasn't it? Yeah, that's right. It's been a long week. At the crib service yesterday, I asked the children if any of them thought they were perfect. Clara, you said you were pretty perfect, didn't you? Yeah, okay. We worked that out eventually. But most of us, I think, are a bit like this. We think we're a bit like this, which is basically we've got hearts of gold with a bit of bad stuff in us, but it's not too bad. But actually, the Bible says we're a lot worse than that. We're a bit more like this, with loads of things on our hearts. We're not really hearts of gold at all. We've got things like anger and selfishness and hate and lies and greed all mixed up in our hearts. And actually, it's not very good at all. And the Bible says that's what our hearts are like. We want to be the boss of our lives, and we want to run our lives our way. Now, to help us understand this, I need one volunteer whose name is Samuel Buttery to come and help us. Because, Samuel, just roll your sleeves up. This is going to get tricky. Now, here I have a lovely Christmas box. Can you see? So delightful, isn't it? It's got lovely wrapping paper on it. Does anyone think this will be a fantastic present to receive? Do you reckon? Yeah? What do you guys reckon? Yeah, good. A fantastic present. Would you like this present? It looks so nice, doesn't it? Well, let's find out. Do you want to put your hand in here? Yeah. What is it? Baked beans. Cold baked beans. Oh, goodness. And now you can see why I use my own son. Cold baked beans. Just so happens I've got some blue church cloth, which at great expense, there we go. Now, Samuel, when you first saw this present on the outside, what did you think? Was it good? It was good, wasn't it? It looked great. I'd love to receive a Flora box wrapped up in Christmas paper. Inside, though, it was something a lot worse, wasn't it? Baked beans and cold at that. Anyway, that's your lunch, by the way. Okay, you can go and sit down. Thank you very much. You see, on the outside, we may think we're okay, but on the inside, the Bible reveals we're not okay. And we can't sort of outweigh bad deeds with good, because fundamentally we're opposed to God. We need major heart surgery if we're going to live with God forever, who is perfect. Now, I have to say, that's bad news for Christmas Day, isn't it? We thought we were here to hear good news. Well, we are. And we'll hear in a moment why it's good news. But let's pause for a moment. We're going to listen to a song which is all about the Christmas story. Very good. Did anyone do any actions? Any actions? Yeah, very good. Excellent. Well done, Katie. Now, so far, what have we learned? Jesus is a very practical present because he shines his light into our hearts. But there's another thing as well we're going to learn. Jesus not only is practical, he's also a very precious present. And why is he a very precious present? Well, because, verse 30, have a look at verse 30. Jesus, Simeon looks at the baby and says, "My eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people." In other words, Jesus is a rescuer. He has come to save us. He has come to deal with all our heart problems, to clean us up. He's the one who's come to clean us from all our sins. Now, the big question is, how is Jesus going to do that? Well, to help us, I've got a little science experiment here. it's just ordinary water and a bit of iodine and photographic fixer, but anyway. And this is our hearts that we like to think about. There's our heart. Can you see? Sort of heart-shaped thing. You see that? There we go. That's our heart. Little picture of our heart. But the thing is, our hearts are a bit like this. What they are is black. They're like that, you see? Can you see? Pretty grim, isn't it? Those are what our hearts are really like without the Lord Jesus Christ. Hearts of sin and blackness. But when Jesus came, he didn't come just to be born. He came to die on a cross so that we could be forgiven. And when we trust in Jesus, we discover, I'll use that fork for lunch later. We discover, there we go, that our hearts are completely clean. Isn't that amazing? The science experiment isn't amazing. That's just a bit of science. The more amazing thing is, that's what Jesus can do for your and my heart. Wash us completely clean. That's what Jesus came to do. Now, the thing about the coming of Jesus is we often leave Jesus in the crib. And we've got a lovely crib scene just to my left here. It's beautiful, isn't it? But Christmas is not just about Jesus coming to be born. Christmas Day leads to Easter Day. That's why Jesus came. Jesus came to die on a cross. So you can't understand Christmas without Easter. The crib leads to the cross. So why did Jesus come into the world to be born as a little human being? The very reason is, he came to die for us and to give us new life. Remember what Simeon said? He is, my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared for the nations. Jesus came to die for us and to clean up our hearts. So Jesus is a very practical present. He shines his light on our hearts, but he's also very precious because he's the one that cleans up our hearts if we allow him to do so. But that brings us to a third thing, which is Jesus is a very personal present because he came for every single one of us. Here's the interesting thing. Jesus did not just come for the person sitting next to you or for the vicar or for the person outside on the streets who's a little bit religious. No, Jesus came for you personally, every single person in this building and in this world. Simeon says, verse 34, this child is destined to cause the rising and falling of many in Israel to be a sign that will be spoken against. See, the Christmas message actually is pretty offensive. It makes us admit that we are sinners and we need rescuing. Jesus' light shines into our hearts. He's very practical, but he's personal in the sense that every single one of us needs to accept the offer of Jesus for ourselves. And the thing is, Christmas Day is an excellent day to do that, isn't it? What a brilliant day to receive Jesus' rescue. It may be that you've heard this truth many, many times before. Perhaps you've been to church many, many times before. Well, why not say to Jesus, it's time for me to stop keeping at arm's length and to receive you today as my Lord and Savior. That would be a great thing for some of us to do today, wouldn't it? For many of us, we love Christ, but perhaps not all. So why not, when you get home, say a little prayer, thanking God for Jesus and asking him to forgive you. Just as you leave, you may want to take one of these little booklets. They're at the back. They're all COVID secure. No one's touched them for several days. So they're free. And it just explains a little bit more what I've been talking about this morning. And there's a little prayer at the back as well that you may want to have a look at, perhaps after lunch later. But let's remember Jesus today. He's practical. He shines his light in our hearts. He's precious. He came to die for us. And he's personal. He died for you and for me. Let's pray together, shall we? Father God, thank you that you sent your only Son, Jesus, into our world to clean up the mess of our hearts. Help each one of us to receive your gift to us, the best present ever. And may we begin to live life as it was meant to be lived, with you as our King, this Christmas time. Amen.